The Book of Sirach, Chapter 28. He who takes vengeance will find vengeance from the Lord, and he will closely observe his sins. Forgive an injury done to you by your neighbor, and then, when you pray, your sins will be forgiven. One man cherishes wrath against another, and does he seek healing from the Lord? Upon a man like himself he has no mercy, and for his own sins does he make supplication. He being flesh nourishes wrath, who will make atonement for his sins. Remember your last end and cease from enmity. Remember corruption and death, and abide in the commandments. Remember the commandments, and do not be wrathful with your neighbor. And remember the covenant of the Most High, and overlook ignorance. Keep far from strife, and sins will keep far from you. For a passionate man kindles strife, and a sinful man troubles friends and casts enmity in the midst of the peaceful. According to its fuel, so does a fire burn, and according to the stubbornness of a strife, so does it increase. And according to the power of a man, so is his wrath, and according to his wealth, so does he increase his wrath. Strife begun in haste kindles a fire, and a hasty quarrel leads to bloodshed. If you blow upon a spark, it kindles, and if you spit upon it, it is quenched, and both come forth from your mouth. Curse the whisperer and the double-tongued, for he has destroyed many who were at peace. The third tongue has shaken many, and has dispersed them from nation to nation. Even strong cities it has destroyed, and overturned the houses of the great. The third tongue has cast out brave women, and deprived them of their labors. He who gives heed to it will not find rest, neither will he dwell in quiet. The stroke of a whip makes a mark, but the stroke of a tongue breaks bones. Many have fallen by the edge of the sword, but not so many as have fallen by the tongue. Happy is the man who is sheltered from it, who has not passed through its wrath, who has not drawn its yoke, and who has not been bound with its bands. For its yoke is a yoke of iron, and its bands are bands of brass. The death of it is an evil death, and Hades is more profitable than it. But it has no power over the godly. They will not be burned in her flame. Those who forsake the Lord will fall into it, and she will burn them and not be quenched. As a lion she will be sent upon them, and as a leopard she will destroy them. See that you hedge your possession about with thorns, and for your mouth make a door and a bar. Bind up your silver and gold, and make a balance and weight for your words. Take heed that you do not slip by it, lest you fall before him who ensnares.